SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Kia ora, Shannon Bell.
Kia ora.
Tell us about the Le Mana Pacifica program in Victoria. Yeah. What is your role there?
My role is the program manager of Le Mana Pacifica Empowerment Program. The program's funded by the Office for Youth from the state government. It's a program for Māori and Pacifica young people in Victoria that specifically works to provide opportunities, acknowledging some of the challenges and stuff that Māori and Pacifica young people, a whole range of different programs and stuff that we provide. Some of those are targeted specifically in relation to some of the issues we see, and I guess some of those are kind of related to cultural disconnection in terms of identity areas, language barriers in some of the families and stuff. English can kind of hinder the access to education and employment or social services. And then there's some kind of educational disadvantages in terms of some cultural differences in learning styles and institutional biases and stuff that we kind of do a bit of advocacy and education around. And some of that includes the lower academic kind of achievement in terms of the limited access to higher education opportunities. So,
you say empowerment. What does that mean?
I think it's acknowledging that Māori and Pacifica young people face a range of challenges that, I guess, mainstream communities don't face or don't have, slightly different in terms of the experiences that they kind of face. So the main function for us is to make sure that we're advocating for spaces and opportunities for our young people to be able to step in and see themselves in a different light, whether it's through their own particular identity or it's contributing to something that they feel and enhancing their sense of belonging. And so there's a whole range of different ways that we do that in terms of the empowerment aspect.
So what sort of resources do you provide in order to bring this about? Like, for example, the challenges in education, as you mentioned. How do you go about providing the resources to help a young Māori Pacific Island or Pacifica young person to change their situation or to enact empowerment, if you like?
So the program's probably split up into kind of three different areas. One is we do one-on-one mentoring in particular. So what that looks like is each young person that comes, that gets referred to us, whether it's through a school program, through an external stakeholder or a community member, often will undergo a bit of a consult or an assessment with one of our staff members, and then we'll work out what the needs of that young person is, and then we kind of work with their kind of community and family members and stuff to kind of address those over a period of time. And it is a crime prevention program, so it's typically within a 3 to 6 month period. There's other forms in terms of school programs that we run both in the southeast and the northwest that cover a whole range of kind of identity, belonging, specific areas, as well as some actual breaking down barriers in relation to the education space within the program. And then there's a building capacity part of the program where we work with a lot of organisations externally and government departments in terms of different approaches and ways of engaging and advocating for the needs of young Māori and Pacific Island young people. And so that's often providing opportunities where those young people can advocate for their own needs to department spaces, or whether it's to schooling spaces, you know, a whole range of those kind of different advocacy spaces.
What about law and order? What about youth crime, circuit breaking identifying young people who may need some assistance to break the cycle, the circuit, before they end up in youth detention, for example.
Yeah, some of the stuff that we do is kind of ensuring access to culturally appropriate support services. So whether we take them on or we do soft referrals to externals, we often have partnerships with other agencies such as Risk Justice or other kind of drug and alcohol spaces or other youth kind of programs and health. And we kind of work to kind of intervene at the earlier stage as a crime prevention program. Otherwise, we're advocating for kind of policies and stuff to promote the kind of cultural diversity within the mainstream institutions, and then supporting kind of initiatives that preserve and celebrate the cultural traditions and practices. So there's a bunch there in terms of some of that's kind of addressing the systemic barriers and the discrimination that may impact some of the young people's ability to maintain their cultural identity. But I think a main part of ours is promoting community-led initiatives that kind of promote pro-social kind of behaviours, and working with those young people at the earlier stages to make sure to kind of increase their sense of belonging and stuff within the community, so that they don't end up kind of in that incarceration rate space.
So you would have other stakeholders in the Māori Pacifica community there in Victoria, for example, churches, community organizations, sports organizations, and so on?
Yeah, that's right. So we do a lot of kind of collaboration with a range of different community stakeholders. Some of those do include, like you say, churches, sporting clubs in terms of the popular ones around, you know, rugby or rugby league clubs in Victoria that tend to be community spaces for our community. And then there's other kind of performing arts areas which seem to be also another area of connection. So those are very popular within the Māori and Samoan and different Cook Island community spaces that we often have built connections in terms of young people building their sense of community and belonging within finding a space to kind of express themselves and maintain some of those kind of cultural practices and identity areas.
How many of you are in Limana Pacifica, Shannon?
Two workers for the northwest, and then two workers for the southeast, and then a team leader and then myself as the manager, and then we have a bunch of kind of casual employees that kind of assist, as well as both areas, the northwest and the southeast, have their own specific leadership groups, and so there we provide spaces for young people to develop both internally and externally, their own leadership skills and attributes in terms of through a whole range of different functions.
Shannon Bell, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning about your work.
No worries. Thanks. It was an absolute privilege.
Like, share, mafa'ali sa'u finangalo, muli-muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.